Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is one of the most pathetic things I've ever seen. What did you buy during a commercial break?
A brownie.
And how long have you been trying to open the package?
40 seconds or so.
You can't open this package.
Hey, can you hold it up? I just want to see. Just wondering why.
Oh, yeah, I didn't give a shot.
You want me to open this? It's an Oreo.
Yes, Daddy. Oreo brownie. Thanks, man.
Well, you loosened it, Gator.
Honest to God.
You loosened it, man.
That couldn't have been easier.
I don't understand why you struggled with it.
You're so hungry that you just, sometimes that happens, man.
This finger, it's still messed up.
The sugar level's low.
That's why I got a brownie.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's get back to your open line calls.
Maybe I just wanted Doug to do it.
Glad to help. Dwayne in Detroit. Hi, Dwayne.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Okay. All right, Dwayne.
I was talking to your screener. I coach baseball up at Stony Creek High School, and we play against the Oxford teams. And it's weird. Just the other day we were talking about this past season, Oxford had a really good baseball team and how their culture had changed. I mean, kids come out the field, their coach has them dancing in their dugout. I mean, me and another coach were just saying what a change they've made in their attitude over there. It was kind of cool. And then for this to happen and to know, I haven't heard of any of the kids that were shot were on a baseball program. But it's just, it's an awful thing. And it's, I was in Tennessee visiting my mom when it happened. And it's surreal. I mean, words can't even describe how bad it makes you feel. And, my heart goes out to that, everyone that was affected and everyone that is affected by it. So,
thanks for sharing, Dwayne. I mean, every little detail that the people there, and certainly, like you said, your respect for their baseball program is just interesting to hear. And just tragic news with the fourth victim just passed.
Right. So, and then the other thing on the Tigers that I didn't hear, I didn't know how long, your screener said they signed Baez to 6 years.
Yep.
With an opt-out after two. Is that club option opt-out, or is that his opt-out?
I think it's his.
Yeah, I think it's a player opt-out.
Okay, because I was just curious, that wondered if they thought they didn't want to go at Correa because of Creedler being in the minor league system. You know, they may have an option that is viable. But they gave him 6 years, so I don't know that would say that they believe he'd be ready in the next year to.
Well, I mean, here's the thing.
So
both Baez and Kreidler would have versatility. You know, like Baez has played second base in his major league career and played a lot of it. You look at Kreidler and you see projections of – I saw a projection today. Baseball America had the Tigers opening day lineup in 2025. And it projected Javi Baez at shortstop and Ryan Kreidler at second base. John Palmarosi was talking about Ryan Kreidler playing second base in the future with the Tigers because of the signing of Baez.
So, and Gator leads me to the next question. What do they do with the Clemens kid? Is it a bust, or this is his year to either do something, or is he on the trade blocker?
Maybe. I mean, they've tried Cody Clemens, and he's played a little bit of the outfield as well. He's got some versatility to him, and look, it's open competition as it should be. When you get to this level, and it's, you know, Cody Clemens isn't getting younger. He's 25 years old, 24, 25 years old.
They must like him, though, because they just added him. They added him to the 40-man roster to keep him out of the Rule 5 draft. So,
He's a tough kid, man. He's a gamer. I like him.
Multiple positions.
I'm just surprised he never really got a chance to come up late in the season.
Well, here's what I suspect. With Nico Goodrum gone, is this potentially their new Swiss Army knife? Guy can play a bunch of different positions. That's kind of what I wonder if it's going to happen with Cody Clemens. Because you remember, I can't remember where I heard that when they brought up Kreidler and Torque, and he played second, he played first. They were working him in the outfield. So I think Clemens is going to be an interesting one to keep our eye on. 248-539-9797.
Yeah, and Clemens made a big jump last year. He started the year at single A and then jumped to triple A. Played 97 games with Toledo. Hit .247, had a .778 OPS. The OPS was good because he was hitting for power with 18 home runs. Had the 15 doubles and 6 triples. There's a lot to like with him, but he's got to put it together because he still hasn't had that one year where he's hit as well as he did in college, and nowhere near what he did in college. He was phenomenal as a hitter. It's taken a while to hit at the minor league level.
248-539-9797. Cliff in Detroit. Hi, Cliff.
Hey, how you doing?
We're okay, Cliff.
I had a couple of Piston comments. First, I agree with the previous caller that we are undersized. I say go get Bromine. But otherwise, I blame half the losses in late quarter, fourth quarter losses on the coach for refusing to call timeouts to stop the opponent's runs. It's amazing. He just sits there and sits there. And they get hot, and they keep jumping and bop, and he never calls timeout. So I blame that on him.
Well, I mean, as far as like the in-game management stuff, I look at the arc of their young players, and I'm so disappointed in the sophomore class, if you will. And I just expected bigger things out of Killian Hayes, bigger things out of Sadiq Bey. And it's not going real well.
I haven't seen a whole lot of Saben Lee. And maybe we should, because we've seen enough of Frank Jackson or the other Jackson, pick your Jackson. We've seen enough of those guys. Or
you look like a Jackson,
right? Lyles and all these, Joseph. Are these long term solutions?
None of those guys.
None of them.
None of those guys.
Right. So, you know, I'd almost like, if you're gonna suck as bad as they've sucked, I'd rather see all the young guys get the opportunity to play. But hey, I'm waiting another 20 games before I'm gonna, you know, maybe plant a flag.
It'd be nice to see them like rip off a 500 stretch here. But Gator,
whoa!
All right. If you're not familiar with how we do this, we get to every pick that the Lions will have, which is usually just one pick, as it pertains to a mock draft, and then you make the selection who you would take.
All right.
The thing about it is, this year, given the trade with the Rams, this is the most mock draft type of draft that we will ever draft, because we're making three picks. Because when they're projected to pick first, they're also projected to pick 33rd.
That's right.
Which means there's going to be people still on the board when we're done with this mock draft.
That's right.
So never have we been able to do this like we're able to do it now.
No.
Are you ready, sir?
Doug, I'm ready.
The Detroit Lions are on the clock at one. Let me tell you who's on the board. Everyone.
Yeah.
Kayvon Thibodeau, defensive end, Oregon. Aiden Hutchinson, defensive end, Michigan.
You can stop with those two. That's all that anybody's even talking about. It's those two. Right?
Is the pick in?
Yes. With the first pick in the 2022 NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select defensive end Kayvon Thibodeau, Oregon.
You're sticking with Thibodeau.
I am, but it's not to say that I wouldn't switch. I'm just saying right now,
yep,
that's where it's at. I love what Aiden Hutchinson has done. I think he is a beast, an absolute beast, and I love everything he's done. He's got the motor of Chase Winovich, and he's got more talent than any other defensive lineman that has flashed at Michigan.
John Jansen said when he got to Michigan, this kid has Chase Winovich's motor and Rashawn Gary's talent. And I went, all right, John. And he said, no, seriously. And we're seeing exactly that right now.
Except I'm saying he's got more talent than Rashawn Gary. But I don't want to disagree with John.
So here we go. Thibodeau to Detroit with the first pick. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Yes. But you praised Hutchinson. Confused me there for a second. All right. As we work our way through the rest of the first round, the Lions have another pick.
That they
do. Let me give you some interesting picks that are off the board.
Yes.
Devin Lloyd, linebacker from Utah, goes 6th to the Giants. Kyle Hamilton, safety from Notre Dame, goes 8th to Philadelphia. George Karlaftis goes 9 to 9 to Philadelphia. Oh, they got back-to-back picks.
Did you mention where Hutchinson went?
I haven't.
Oh, sorry. He may have gone first. Yeah. My bad.
Carolina takes Kenny Pickett at 10.
Mm-hmm.
Quarterback out of Pitt.
First quarterback.
Yep.
Kenny Pickett.
Garrett Wilson, wide receiver, Ohio State, goes 13 to New Orleans. Kobe Dean, linebacker, Georgia, goes 14 to Philly. David Ajabo from Michigan goes 15 to Cleveland. Pittsburgh takes Sam Howell, quarterback out of North Carolina. Other interesting ones that might pertain to Detroit, Matt Corral goes 19 to football team.
Got to be close to the Lions pick here.
Chargers take Kair Elam, cornerback out of Florida, 20. Brings us the Lions' second pick from the Rams at 23.
23. All right. We're getting down.
We want everybody to participate, and I'll explain in a minute. You got that pick at 1 where you have everybody on the board. At 23, one of the following is the pick.
Okay.
Treylon Burks, wide receiver, Arkansas.
It's a good one.
Ahmed Gardner, cornerback, Cincinnati.
Yeah, he's the ACC Defensive Player of the Year.
Christian Harris, linebacker, Alabama.
He's good.
Malik Willis, quarterback, Liberty.
Interesting.
Desmond Ridder, quarterback, Cincinnati.
It's one of those guys.
One of those guys is the pick.
Huh. Go through those again. Burks is the receiver.
Treylon Burks, wide receiver, Arkansas. Meg Gardner, cornerback, Cincinnati. Malik Willis, quarterback, Liberty. Christian Harris, linebacker, Alabama. Desmond Ridder, quarterback, Cincinnati.
All right. My pick is in.
All right, Gator, pick us in.
With the 23rd pick in the NFL draft, the Detroit Lions select Harris, linebacker.
Christian Harris.
Alabama.
Okay. We will continue with this mock draft.
I don't think that's what the mock draft is going to say, but that's what I would have done there. Out of those players.
Yep. Jameson Williams was actually on the board. He goes 27 to Tennessee. DeMarvin Leal, defensive lineman, Texas A&M, goes 28 to
I like him.
Tampa Bay. Olave goes 29 to New England.
See, if you had Olave, I would have taken Olave.
Okay. 33, here's who's still on the board for the Lions, the first pick of the second round. Desmond Ridder, quarterback, Cincinnati.
Nope.
Zion Johnson, guard, Boston College.
Nope.
Dax Hill, safety, Michigan.
Nope.
Kenneth Walker, running back, Michigan State.
Nope.
Kingsley Anagbe, outside linebacker, South Carolina. Enagbare, sorry. Kingsley Enagbare, outside linebacker, South Carolina.
Those are my choices?
Yes. Nicholas Petit-Frere is available. David Bell's available. Well,
everyone's available.
Everyone else is available.
I mean, out of the players that you mentioned, well, we can go through this because it doesn't really matter.
Because there's no pick.
Right.
But I want people to text who their three would be. You've got Hutchinson. I'm sorry. You've got Thibodeau. You've got Christian Harris, a linebacker from Alabama. And?
Dax Hill.
Dax Hill, safety, Michigan. Heavy defense from Michigan. For the Lions, excuse me. Give us your three picks. Text us right now at 248-539-9797. We'll tell you who goes to the Lions in the actual mock draft. All right, so we do this with mock drafts, and this is going to be an exercise. It's going to get crazy this year with the Lions potentially having three that we can project. Because we like to do this, and I would imagine teams do this to a degree. Okay, if this scenario plays itself out, how are we going to handle it? This mock draft came from Dane Brugler at The Athletic. Here's some of what people have suggested with the three picks that the Lions can make. Unnamed texter goes, Hutchinson, Willis, and Dax Hill. Another unnamed texter, Hutchinson, Willis, and David Bell, wide receiver from Purdue. Unnamed texter, Thibodeau, Willis, and Dax Hill. Picks are in, Hutchinson, Burke, and Dax Hill. From unnamed texter, Thibodeau, Burks, Dax Hill. From David on a Railroad, Aiden Hutchinson, Christian Harris, Dax Hill. Unnamed texter, Hutchinson, Harrison, Hill, the 3H draft. Another one, Thibodeau with the first pick, Desmond Ridder with the second pick, Dax Hill with the third pick. Thibodeau Willis in the outside linebacker. That's from Mike in Detroit. That's an Enagbare from South Carolina. Give me Thibodeau with the first pick, Jordan Davis with the Rams pick. Round two, Olave. Olave's gone. Luke and Flint says Hutchinson at one, Olave at two, Kenneth Walker the third at three. Kenneth Walker the third is available. Hutchinson, Olave, and Bell. Well, Olave wasn't part of our group, but Olave I could have included. Olave was available. Would you have taken Olave over Christian Harris?
Yeah.
Well, here's what Dame Brugler has. With the first pick, the pick is in. And according to Dame Brugler, the Detroit Lions at one select defensive end Aiden Hutchinson, Michigan. It's the first one I've seen do this. We've watched Hutchinson creep up draft boards to really thinking in the last couple of weeks that he has solidified a spot in the top five. Performance against Ohio State certainly didn't hurt. There's a lot that still has yet to happen. I mean, Oregon will play at least two more games. Hutchinson will get to play at least two more, and they can add to their resumes. There's workouts, there's interviews. But Brugler goes with Hutchinson. And here's what he writes. The winless Lions need a long-term answer, a quarterback, weapons at wide receiver, and help on every level of the defense. The draft class doesn't have a quarterback or pass-catching option worthy of a top-five pick, but there are several defensive players worth considering at number one. While Oregon's Kayvon Thibodeau is the favorite to be drafted first, Hutchinson, who grew up outside of Detroit, checks every box for the Lions as they rebuild the roster. Athleticism, Hutchinson was number two on Bruce Feldman's freaks list for a reason and will test well at the combine. Production, Hutchinson set a Michigan single-season sack record and currently ranks number two in college football with 68 pressures. This is what truly sets Hutchinson apart. His competitive makeup is rare and raises the level of his teammates. If you include the players from this past April's draft class in 2022, Hutchinson might not be drafted in the top 10, but he embodies a lot of the traits that head coach Dan Campbell craves, and wouldn't be a surprise if a team like Detroit settles on Hutchinson at the top of its board.
Well, he had seven tackles in the game against Ohio State. He had three sacks. So you look at four other tackles that he made. They didn't run the ball all that often. They ran it 30 times as a team. Ohio State did. He's just wildly productive. A defensive end that has numbers like that. And they lined him up on both ends. They said, let's try him out on the left tackle. Let's try him out on the right tackle. And he was seemingly equally effective. And both of those tackles are likely to be first-round picks when they decide to go pro.
Yeah, I'm not quite as sure on DeJuan Jones, but Nicholas Petit-Frere probably will be.
For what it's worth, DeJuan, and I know this is a Pro Football Focus thing, DeJuan Jones was rated the best tackle in the Big Ten.
Bravo to them. He is a massive individual.
He is a massive individual.
All right, the second pick, the Detroit Lions. The pick is in at 23. The Detroit Lions select wide receiver Treylon Burks, Arkansas.
Very highly regarded.
Lions' most productive wide receiver is Khalif Raymond, who currently ranks 79th in the NFL in receiving yards. Burks is unique talent who creates mismatches with combination of size and athleticism. Detroit could address quarterback here with Liberty's Malik Willis or Cincinnati's Desmond Ridder if it evaluates either of worthy of a long-term option.
Well, Burks had a nice game against Missouri at seven catches, 129 yards, and a touchdown. For this season, he's caught 66 passes for over 1,100 yards and 11 touchdowns. He's got great size, 6'3", 225.
That's the thing.
There's a lot to like with Treylon Burks.
I love the Ohio State wide receivers. I think they're elite college receivers. I did this with Devontae Smith, too. I get scared of their size. Maybe I need to stop doing that, but Treylon Burks has the size for sure. There is no pick at the top of the second round. We were just choosing from the players that were still on the board. But, I mean, you went three defensive picks.
Yeah, well,
you
I panicked taken a bit with my third pick there. Would Harris be available in the second round or no? According to The Athletic, because that's who I took. But I would have taken Olave.
No, I think he's gone. Hold on. I mean, just like any draft, you can hope a guy's still going to be there for your next pick, and he might not be
right,
there.
Right, but I would have taken Olave, and you didn't mention him as one of my
No, prospects. Christian Harris was available for the third pick, too.
Okay, so you could have gone Olave and Harris.
And still gotten Harris.
Yeah.
But yes, there is obviously, I mean, it gives you an example, by the way, how one draft can help you. Because what you ended up doing was taking three defensive players at all three levels of the defense.
Yeah, well, we were there.
And I think it's fair to say that if those three were the takeaway from the draft, I'd feel pretty damn good. And there are other things that can be done. There's 100 other things that can be done. But that's a quick fix to the defense. Kang, any thoughts before we get back to the phone calls on this?
You know, right now I'm with Gator on Thibodeau, but that can easily change. The number one overall pick, and I don't think you're any different either. And most people, it seems like we got a lot of Hutchinson for the text that came in. But the thing that scares me about Thibodeau is these lingering kind of nagging injuries, and if I don't like that. And Hutchinson, he's a gamer. So we'll see how they test, because I think the ceiling for Thibodeau may be higher, but that's if he stays injury free. So I'm worried about that. Hutchinson, if he tests well, this might switch for me. So I'm very iffy on that. That's my biggest thing, my takeaway from having the number one overall pick that's changed in the last few weeks here.
There are plays, and look, Aiden Hutchinson from Michigan, I mean, what Michigan hasn't done recently, and they're doing it, and he's doing it specifically, your best player is making their best plays in November football games. He had a play against Maryland, and Maryland wasn't a big game, but it was a wide receiver screen. He made the tackle. And it wasn't like the wide receiver ran back to the middle. He got out to the edge so fast that he tracked down, I forget the kid's name, but Maryland's top receiver, and made the tackle on a wide receiver screen. And he did it twice in that game. And, you know, that is freakish athleticism.
What sucks about Thibodeau is that you didn't get a chance to see him against Ohio State.
Yep.
Which would have been great, because then you'd have some sort of similar apples to apples comparison with one of those games there. But you don't really. He wasn't as productive this year as Hutchinson was. And there is that. And like I said, right now I would lean towards Thibodeau. But who knows, by the time April rolls around, you know, you got a couple more games under the belt to prove it for Hutchinson. He showed up big time in the biggest game of the year for Michigan. Now, the next game is the biggest game of the year for Michigan, this one Saturday night against Iowa.
Yep.
And if they get past Iowa, the next game is the biggest game of the year for Michigan. I mean, this is what's to the advantage, is for me anyway, as an evaluator, if you will, is that every game here on is the biggest game that they will play in the season. So how does he show up in those games? And fortunately for him, he's got a running partner on the other side, Ojabo, that teams have to be aware of as well. So he's going to get his best shot.
They have a unique combination there that is making them each, giving them each opportunities to make plays.
Well, I mean, Ojabo goes, where do you say, 15th in this draft? 15th, something like that? Yeah. Yep. I mean, I'm not sure if he's going to go that high, but he had a really nice comp. He was a really nice compliment to Hutch this year.
Anybody else you're interested in before we move on?
I'll
give you a couple guys I really like. Yeah. Sorry, I asked you a question and now I'm jumping.
Well, you go ahead.
Devin Lloyd, the linebacker from Utah, and N'Kobe Dean, the linebacker from Georgia, are two guys that I wouldn't mind seeing as Detroit Lions.
The other defensive end or linebacker from Alabama, Anderson. I don't want to confuse him with the other Anderson,
the one from Georgia
that is having some issues here off the field.
Which, who knows what's going to happen with that.
Right. Well, may not get cleared up depending on what the story really is there. But the linebacker for, I think it's Adam Anderson from Alabama. I like him.
Does not appear to be a first-round pick.
That bodes well.
And I thought it was, isn't it Adam Anderson? Isn't
I get it confused.
Linebacker
I forget
Georgia
which one. Guy. Which one is which?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.